This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Friends, to another hour of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. How are you? Glad to have you aboard. Ready for another hour, and a busy week we have will be Todd is at the State Fair right now. You can find him on the Dakota Talent Stage. If you come up and say, "Hey, Todd," just anything, give him a high five. Don't take his bumper sticker away, though, please. Just give him a high five. Todd, if anybody takes your bumper sticker, you let us know, and we'll immediately get on it. Yeah, or your license plates that you have on display or anything like that. But just, like, you know, go up there, give them a high five, and we'll get you a little prize.
Or a low five since I'm on stage and people are standing a little bit lower.
Yeah, there you go. Exactly right. Exactly right. Another hour of the program, bottom of the hour, we're going to talk a little bit about TEDx with Greg Tavien. One of North Dakota's innovative young leaders. Emerging Prairie is his organization. They do a lot of good work. And this TEDx thing is really interesting. I've been to a couple of them. I'm intrigued by it. So we're going to talk a little bit about that and let you know what that's all about. In the meantime, this question for you. Farmers and ranchers or anyone affected by tariffs. And I've been hearing some things from folks affected by the steel tariffs because, as you remember, the steel industry in the U.S. was toast, done, over. Donald Trump heard a lot about it during the campaign, and he said, "Look, we're gonna fix that." And it's being fixed. There's no doubt about it. There being people hired and plants being built and everything else, it's worked. It has, however, increased the cost of steel because the tariffs are on, and so. I know one business, Dan Katermas from True North Steel, told us about the fact that they bought, in anticipation of a situation like that, a lot of steel in advance. They're a big company. They can do that. Smaller companies can do that. And maybe you have jobs you've already bid up, but you don't have the steel, and then the price goes up. So, you know, there's an impact there. And obviously it's all done with a goal in mind of getting us in a better position. Nobody likes tariffs. You know, Trump has said all along, "I want reciprocity." So, what you charge, we charge. In other words, no tariff, just the same. We're going to come out on this even. Tariffs, but they're a tool while you're negotiating. So that's how he's using it. You know what he's doing. I want to ask you: do you like what he's doing? Do you still like what he's doing? Are you changing your mind in any way, or is this still okay? Will you share that with me? Just my own little informal poll, my own little survey here. And what it helps me do is understand where you're at so we can, you know, book our guests and tackle our topics accordingly. 800-228-0550. We've not done a ton on it. You know, we've not done a ton. We've done some, but not like when we're locked in on a particular topic and say, "Hey, let's fix this. What's going on here? Let's get to the bottom of it." Partially because the majority of what we hear from is you saying, "I'm okay with this. It's not fun, there's some bumps, but long term it's the right way to go." Are you still there? If so, great. Tell me, text me, join the conversation. 800-228-0550, locally 258-0550. You can text Todd at 226-8503 or me, 367-2054. How beautiful is it at the fair, Todd? I'm looking at these temps, and it looks like we have a nice North Dakota day here.
Well, you know, I, of course, brought the perfect weather with me. You don't want to have lousy weather at the fair. Actually, we did that several years ago. We had a big lightning storm as we were doing What's in Your Mind. That was a day I had to fill
in. I remember
you.
That.
I was so
you did the show on the car, didn't you?
Yeah, right at the wheel of the K-Fire mobile, and yeah, it was a big lightning storm around us, and I thought, well, this doesn't get any scarier than this, but you know what, far cry from that today, just perfect sunshine, gentle breeze, good day for Military Appreciation Day at the North Coast State Fair, lots going on.
Yeah, that's fantastic, so glad that they do that, and just so you know, anyone who served You know, you come and military enjoy a free beef picnic. That's north of Commercial 2. That'll go from 11 to 1 today. Free carnival rides for military only from 1 to 3. Is that any good? And then the bull riding championship tonight, the MPRA championship bull riding, you get a half-off ticket with a coupon from the Chamber of Commerce. Half off a daily unlimited ride wristband. Just present your coupon and military ID. So it's cool. They do it up and they do it upright. More from Todd coming up here at the State Fair on What's on Your Mind. Right now, Dan in West Fargo is next up. Hey, Dan.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Yeah.
What's on your mind, sir?
Well, you'd ask whether we still support President Trump, and even though sometimes it's a little ugly, sometimes it makes you cringe a little bit, but yes, I support his initiatives 100%. And as a retired military veteran, I am really happy to see a man like himself leading our military.
Seems to care in a real genuine way about the military. I mean, I can't imagine any member of the United States military not being the top concern of any president, right? Political affiliations aside, because you have to decide whether or not to send them into harm's way. And I would think way on any you know, sober up a president any time. But I don't know. Trump just seems to really he steps back a little bit and just observes, and you can tell really reveres our military. That's what it seems like to me anyway.
Well, that and law enforcement too. I just noticed that he has an innocent admiration and affection for law enforcement officers, which I do as well. I mean, whenever he sees them, he seems to go out of his way to go and thank them for taking care of us and looking out for our safety. And it's the same thing with the military. He seems like he just goes out of his way to thank us and acknowledge the importance we have for the safety and security of America.
You bet. Thank you, Dan. I appreciate you calling. 2-5-8-0-5-5-0 from any 701 phone. Tom in Fargo, you're next.
Yeah, I'm calling in response to your question about, or just a poll question, your own personal poll there. And I'm absolutely 100% behind President Trump. I didn't vote for a pastor. I voted for a president. I read that in a comment section one time in an article I was reading, and I thought, you know, that's very insightful, you know. The man has stood up for America after 8 years of, look, I'm not going to sit here and waste my time on the dereliction of duty that preceded him, that preceded President Trump. But there is no question that I and hundreds of millions and very, very possibly even more than that around the world, not just the United States, are with this man. We're finally starting to, I think the Democrats are allergic to testosterone, to be honest with you. But I'm kind of, you know, I'm just very excited and thankful for what President Trump has done for us. I hope and pray that the people of North Dakota will wake up and support Republican-led governance. That's my comment. Thanks for taking my time.
The allergy to testosterone, easy for me to say, was priceless. Although I did hold back the laugh because I didn't want to be too.
I know. I laughed too. But there's a lot of priceless comments when you do as much reading and research as I've done too. You know, and yourself, I'm sure. But yeah.
Well, no, I appreciate that. The listeners here are much more well informed than I am, and all in their own way. Because no matter the issue, no matter how complex, they can break it right down to, here's what this is all about, and that's why I so appreciate the audience and why people listen, Tom. So I do thank you for that, and I appreciate you sharing your comments. And
Before you go, I just want to thanks for taking that somebody allows you to be on the radio. Thank you, and keep it up. And don't worry, you know, courage is a hallmark that lasts a whole lot longer than unnecessary criticisms. And don't give air to the opposition. Just promote the positives. You know what to do. You have a good, honest heart, and appreciate your time and your efforts for all of us. Thank you.
Very kind of you. Thank you very much, Tom. Thanks so much. Appreciate that. Others, welcome at 258-0550. It's increased the cost of steel because tariffs are a tax, says this listener. That's why real conservatives are not in support of tariffs. I realize he is using it as a bargaining tool, but when bargaining never gives way what you can't afford to lose. When bargaining never gives way to what you can't afford to lose. I'm not exactly sure there, but, you know, again, he's right. There have been cost increases. And that, as a result of the tariffs, so that happens. Question is, okay, why is he doing it to get there? If he gets there, was that worth it? That's what we're talking about today. With Trump, it's going to be a sad election season for some years. For the Democrats, there's another. How about that? Also, if everybody loves fair food, why not build a restaurant that serves fair food? Todd, what do you think of that idea? I would love it. Yeah, I mean, come to fair food. I think we're onto something. I hope he doesn't.
Tubby's drive-thru. Let's do it.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Scott Hinnon here with a reading recommendation. The book Open Secrets of Success should be on your nightstand. The Gary Thileson story is a roadmap to how to go from Daisy, North Dakota, to being a billionaire and one of the country's greatest hotel developers, the biggest. What an incredible story it is. I've met Gary. I've interviewed him many times. I really enjoy this book because there's so many things here, not all ups, but downs, and how you react to them and what you do and how you take life lessons very young, lessons from your parents, lessons from your neighbors, and turn them into a roadmap on how you build a business. And Gary has built some great ones, including an incredible ESOP that made a lot of folks very, very wealthy for their work. The book is called Open Secrets of Success, The Gary Thileson Story, written by Patrick McCloskey from the University of Mary Press. Buy it wherever you buy books. Get it online. Just get the book, read it, and pick up some great lessons on Open Secrets of Success from Gary Thileson. You'll enjoy it.
So maybe we didn't get a big flood this year. That doesn't mean you don't have water seeping in through those cracks. At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution for every basement problem. Whether you need waterproofing, drain tile, a crack repaired, or help stabilizing that settling foundation, we can help assist you. Your home is your greatest asset. Let Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North help you preserve and protect it. To see how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
You know Pipers for Land Auctions. They're the best. Land management, real estate, land auctions. And now, Pipers has taken their very successful land auction model and they have used it for machinery auctions. And farm machinery sales have doubled in the last year at Pipers. It's working. They're getting results for their customers. So call 877-700-4099 to book your machinery auction, land auctions, land management, and more. Get your catalog too. 877-700-4099 or online at Pipers.com.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Just alerted me to the fact that Congressman Kevin Cramer is at the ACU, that'd be the American Conservative Union, getting an endorsement this hour, and it's on Facebook, so I just shared that. Meant to mention that a moment ago, but there you go. It's there now, so thank you for that. Eyes and ears are everywhere out there. Incredible. Really nice. I was looking at your weather, Todd. Mostly sunny, and it looks like 68. That's about darn near perfect fair weather is what that is.
Yeah, thanks for the tough assignment. This, you know, I finally get to be out and about in the sunshine, and you're back in the studio. Thanks for the switch of labor this time around.
Yeah, a little payback there. A little payback, for sure.
Exactly.
So we're going to be Wednesday on the stage talking about two things. Some of it on the show, some of it after. So I encourage you to stop by and see us. Todd will be there till 1 today. If you want tickets, just say, hey, Todd, where's my tickets? And we'll have tickets through the whole thing. Discussion about something we've talked about a couple of times on the air here recently, and that is wind and wind's place. A group of folks out there that have all of the above energy strategy, and that includes wind, and so we're going to talk there. We're also going to do something on this trade topic as well. And I want some folks to disagree, because I can't find them in this audience. For all the who and cry. And by the way, if there's any news media out there looking for a story, rather than being spoon-fed, you know, names from the Farmers Union and the Heitkamp campaign of who you ought to talk to, which is a dirty little secret of journalism in North Dakota, you know, if we were to interview a farmer about trade, who would we talk to? Oh, you should go talk to my friend Bill, because he hates Trump. He thinks he... Did I make you spit up over there, Crystal? I just made Crystal spit up with that. Todd, did you spit up? What was it? The imitation, the voice? Yeah. Crystal just spit up all over her laptop, just so you know.
No.
Good thing that isn't that Red Bull garbage you usually drink. But what is it there? Coffee? Coffee. Okay. All right. Anyway, I'm really off the rails.
You're going to spit up all over a laptop. Don't have sugar.
Get me back on the rails. So the memo to the media is to say, just listen to this audience. Listen to the people calling Texas. There's a lot of people out there who say, look, this is called negotiation. He's trying to get us a better deal. Talk to them. Talk to them. You know what I'm saying? Just a little something for you to consider. All right. Let's see what else we have here for texts that keep rolling in until I got to figure out where I was before so I don't miss any. I support the Trump strategy for more equal fair trade. I'm a farmer, so I feel the growing pains of this long past due action. Trump is taking on issues that the last three administrations have cowarded away from. So, yes, there's going to be some pain and angst for most Americans while we play catch-up. That's just wisdom right there. What we're hearing is wisdom. Fifth-generation farmer, rancher from Medina, still standing with Trump, going to hunker down and ride it out. This is the right thing for farmers and ranchers. Beans are rallying on the Trump announcements of plans to use commodity support programs as well as Ag Department authority to stabilize during turmoil. Something for us to all keep in mind. Somebody says, Scott, can you bring Eugene Grainer back on to give his updated thoughts on tariffs? Absolutely. Mr. Producer Man? Yes. Eugene Grainer, we're due. I'm okay with what he's doing, says another. That's all you have to say. You don't have to give me a novel. That's fine. I don't mind. I like buying products that are made in America. However, finding them is difficult because American companies don't want to pay a livable wage with benefits. Check the label of your MAGA hat. MAGA hat. Make America great. It'd be nice if the president was proud to be an American. Well, he actually is. Because they are made in America. I have a white one, by the way. You know who gave it to me? Kevin Cramer. Give me a white Make America Great hat again. They sent him a whole bunch of Trump stuff, you know, way early on. Don't forget, Kevin Cramer was for Donald Trump at a time when there was literally about a dozen or less in that camp in the entire United States House Republican Conference. What does that tell you? What does that tell you? Yeah. Couldn't agree anymore. There are a lot of farmers and ranchers who can't afford to take a hit. That is true. For them, who would I blame? the person that doesn't want the status quo or the person that created the status quo. And I do believe it'd be a good idea to do some of these other programs they're talking about, the reason soybeans are rallying today. Yes, I support our president all the way. I have a question for you. After all the things that Heidi has done to North Dakota, are people that goofy to vote for her? I think Kevin Cramer will win. I think that's evidenced in the polls right now. I think this will be a battle because zillions are going to be spent now until November. Heidi Heitkamp is very, very skilled. She's very, very good at campaigning, at that persona of, aw, shucks, I'm for you, a heck of a deal, let's go. You know, it's a very good, and I'm going to say this, even though it's going to sound mean, I don't mean it to be mean, but it's a very good act. It's show business, okay? It's show business. Because Heidi Heitkamp is a staunch liberal. Her views on abortion are about as extreme as anything you can find. I mean, there's pro-choice people that have a more moderate position than she does. She's for, you know, abortion up to birth, for crying out loud. She's for partial birth abortion. I mean, that's what really turned my stomach against any idea of Heidi Heitkamp. You know, I've met Heidi, I've talked to her. She can be a very nice person. She can also be, I mean, about as mean as a hornet. So she's got both of those, and her staff is all pretty much mean as a hornet. Or they follow her around because she's mean as a hornet. You know, I mean, and so they go around and boss their way around. And it's effective. It works. Just look honestly at how she votes. She's never voted for anything conservative Republican when the vote was needed. Never voted with Donald Trump when I'm going to give you a vote, when I'm going to get a lot of grief from the other side. Never. And as Trump said, the day she's elected, she's not going to run for re-election. If she would win in November, she's not going to win for re-election. So then what? You think you're going to have a moderate senator? Pull this leg and it plays jingle bells is all I can tell you, folks. So I think the North Dakotans that pay attention, that dig into this, that understand it, are not going to go there. There's a big enough number. You know, the Red River Valley is a bit of a pain in the rear, though. Don't discount that. I mean, the biggest threat to the Republican Party in North Dakota is Fargo. And, you know, to a lesser extent, Grand Forks, but Grand Forks has always been there. Fargo getting more and more liberal. That's a danger. That is a danger because there's a lot of voters there. That's how she won last time. So that's something to remember. Another texter, still support Trump 100%. What's the latest on the Medina refinery? Medina, you mean Medora, I think is what you mean. Yes, the Medora refinery. Oh, my. Well, there is a hearing Thursday that you need to be at, by the way, if you support common sense on this. That'll be at the Courtyard by Marriott. It's 8 to 5. 8 to 5 at the Courtyard by Marriott. In Bismarck. Mark that on your calendar and go. That's the latest. There's some other things going on. More in a minute.
Program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes, and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located at 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Iran's foreign minister responding to a tweet from President Trump saying his country is not impressed with Trump's threats. Trump having warned Iran in a tweet early yesterday not to threaten the United States or it will suffer consequences, in his words, the likes of which few throughout history have ever suffered before. Now Iran's foreign minister tweets, quote, color us unimpressed, and finishing his tweet with a message message for the U.S. to be cautious. White House spokeswoman Sarah Sanders saying of the president's tweet,
look, the president's responding to Iran, and he's not going to allow them to continue to make threats against America.
This morning, President Trump's on Twitter defending his trade policies, saying either countries give the U.S. fair trade deals or they're going to get hit with tariffs. It's as simple as that, he says. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Is your computer slowing down?
Yep, I guess I need a new one.
Wait before you waste your money on a new computer. Go to MyCleanPC.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate MyCleanPC software to clean out the junk that could be putting your privacy at risk. Unwanted pop-ups, errors, or spam not only slow your computer down, they may allow third parties to track your activities. Go to MyCleanPC.com for a free computer diagnostic. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com.
Detail now on that question somebody asked about the refinery at Medora. So the I'm trying to remember how long it took, but that has been approved by the North Dakota Department of Health. Okay, and after a long wait, the federal highway has finally signed the EIS for the bridge across Little Missouri, north of Medora. So there was a hearing yesterday. And there'll be a hearing on Thursday about that bridge. It saves, by the way, about a 100-mile round trip around it. For hunters, obviously some sightseers, agriculture, oil and gas as well, but most importantly for emergency services, you know, fire and ambulance. So what I wanted to tell you is the hearing is for the bridge, not for the refinery, okay? And there's a lot of shenanigans, just like there was on the refinery, going on to oppose the bridge. It's just really amazing. They everything is anti-fossil fuels. And that's what it is. And you know what? That's fine. This is America. But to be anti-fossil fuels we wouldn't have a bridge there if we wouldn't have that. I mean, it's just like ridiculous. They're really getting over the top. The environmental. It's bad. So anyway, I understand the Medora hearing was packed and a lot of people agreed, Monday, in Medora. Now, the public hearing is Thursday in Bismarck Courtyard by Marriott. Okay. So, that'll be 8 until 5. Wanted you to know that and check that out. Todd, the radio god Mitchell is at the state fair. I have an assignment for him. It's not really an assignment. It's an idea. Let's see if he's up for the idea. And then we're going to talk to Greg Tadine about TEDx. So are you up for this assignment, Todd, or do you want to know what it is first?
Well, I'm pretty much up for anything, but I suppose the second you say what the assignment is, it'll be a little easier because the diaper derby is coming up at 1 o'clock here at the Dakota Town Stage where I am, and I'm not really sure I'm up for that. But
the diaper derby? No, I was not going to ask you to be a participant in the diaper derby. I was going to ask you to take a couple of minutes to look around and just see the most interesting thing you think is the most interesting thing being sold or displayed. Just something, sort of Daryl.
Okay,
Daryl's racing.
One more shout out for the 9/11 display thing that's going on here. That's a must. Carrie and I, my wife is here with me. We're going to check that out after we get done at 1 o'clock today. The most interesting thing. That's a tough one because there's really so much.
All right, well, I'll tell you what. I'll make this easy because you don't have to tell me now. You just you take the next 10 minutes, and we will attend to the hour. Hopefully, we'll tell you about, describe, maybe even talk to the proprietor of maybe like the driftwood, the painted whatever. I don't know, whatever is interesting.
We'll work on some.
They sell some goofy stuff in those commercial buildings too. I mean, goofy as in I buy them all. I'm not dissing them, but I'm saying there's a lot to choose from. So, all right, we'll talk.
So you don't want the 2-foot donut that they sell? They sell those.
Anybody, I'm up for anything. I like. Who would eat a 2-foot donut? Is that for a birthday? I could see it maybe, but otherwise, I don't know. All right, Greg Tavine is here. So we're going to talk to Greg, and then we're going to come back and find out what's happening at the fair. Talk about TEDx, yet another attraction that is happening, and something that are really, really interesting. Greg, how are you?
Doing good, Scott. A little tired, but feeling good.
Nice to have you back on the program. TED is an advisory board member with TEDx, and has been the the curator, really, of TEDx Fargo.
Yeah, so part of my role is to select the content, the speakers, and help put on a good show.
And Greg is the executive director for Emerging Prairie. He's one of our great young leaders in this state, a North Dakota native that came back. I love his story. We've talked about it before in the program, but just tons of energy, always something going on, innovative, around the edge, and pretty darn cool. And I'm still planning to come to Watford City for you with Ribfest, so we're going to have some fun out there, too. We're going to check in on everything they're doing out there with a lot of folks. So tell me, for the benefit of folks that have never been to a TEDx, how you describe this. What is it?
So TEDx events are independently organized events by the community. So TED is a big global platform, and they gave away their brand, essentially, of spreading ideas, TED, and to local organizations like ours. So there's TEDx events that happen around the globe, thousands of them every year. TEDx Fargo, we're getting ready for our ninth event. So our audience is going to have an opportunity to hear from 24 speakers and performers. It's going to be a variety of content. There's experiences, there's adventures. We're helping those folks that choose to come and attend this event hear these ideas, but also get acquainted with each other and think about how can they apply the ideas from the stage into their lives.
And in some cases, it's just somebody that stands on the stage and talks, but they talk about an idea that is riveting and gets your mind going, gosh, that's kind of neat. Is there still a time limit or something on how long they can go?
Yeah, so TED Talks are generally 3 to 18 minutes. Our talks in Fargo are about 3 to 12 minutes. We try to keep them around 10. So they're short, tight talks, and we ask our speakers to give the talk of their lives. So we encourage them. Our only criteria is not to be average. So we encourage them to give the best talk they've ever given or fail miserably. We just don't want an average talk they've given before.
Fail miserably. That would be some encouragement there. Thank you very much, Greg. Yeah, get up there and fail miserably. But I guess it's sort of a freedom to fail thing, where if you do, at least it'll be memorable, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We're just trying to take that pressure away. TEDx Fargo will sell out either later this morning or tomorrow. We're going to expect 2,200 folks to be in downtown Fargo for the event. There's folks flying in from Comcast at NBC. There's folks flying in from AGCO in Atlanta, folks from New Mexico, Hawaii. TEDx Fargo has become a destination event for our country.
It is really neat. I've seen a couple of them in Fargo. They're very, 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 very good. They really are. TEDxFargo.com is the website. That's where you can get tickets. And it's Thursday, so it's going to be here before you know it. And that's why, as Greg said, there's literally just a few tickets left. But if you want to go, go. I mean, you'll come away from there with a million different ideas and inspired. And I mean, what emotion do you, your first TEDx, what do you most remember about it?
Well, I remember just sitting there thinking in possibility. I was in Minneapolis. I was in my early 20s, and it was really encouraging. I was hearing from thought leaders, and it felt possible. What I love about TEDx is different than some events is you can interact with the speakers. So Nick Ybarra is coming in from Watford City to talk about his work on the Mottawa Trail. Folks are going to have an opportunity to meet him. Brad Smith, president of Microsoft. Rich Carlgaard, publisher of Forbes. Smita from North Dakota State University. Jessica Metcalf from Beyond Buckskin. These folks are coming that we can meet and we can engage and we can explore these ideas together. So for me, it's just the spirit of possibility.
TEDx Fargo is here. Is this the ninth? Is that what you said?
Yeah, this is our 9th TEDx Fargo. It'll be our largest attendance yet. And Scott, I think on a waiting list. We sold out our second event in 9 minutes, and I remember seeing your name on the waiting list. You either got the last ticket or you were on the waiting list, and I think we snuck you in.
I don't think so. I think I was on the waiting list for that one, but I've been to a couple, and I've thoroughly enjoyed them. I really do, because I just, it's different. You know, it really is. I mean, you can see a lot of different things, but I love ideas, and I don't have the patience to read as much as I should, and you just kind of hear a bunch of different ideas and things, and it's really neat. And as you say, interact with these people as well, which is really a nice way to go and take some of these ideas out into back to your home, your community, or whatever. And, you know, some of the names you just heard, Greg Reed, you're not going to get a chance to rub elbows with those folks anytime. You know, it's rare. So take advantage of this. The whole speaker performer list and the event overview and everything is on the website at TEDxFargo.com, and that's where you can also get your tickets as well for the event that is coming up Thursday, this week, Thursday. It's the 26th already. We're already Tuesday, so this thing is going to be here before you know. What time does it start again?
So the doors open around 8 a.m. There's going to be coffee, treats, snacks, entertainment. We got a few surprises that are going to be on the main stage even before the event kicks off. But the first speaker is slated to go at 9 a.m.
And then that goes until 5, right? This is a whole day of this.
Yeah, it's a whole day of talks from the main stage, interactive breaks, lunches where there's musical performances. We close off 2nd Avenue, downtown Fargo, where folks can enjoy the street. We're going to provide a great lunch, incredible entertainment. It's a bit of a festival, a lot going on, but there's real work that's being done. I know that there's key meetings happening around the event. There'll be some big announcements that'll hit the national media around the event. So there's a lot of folks take advantage of the platform, and they're building energy, building activity. There's at least 40 additional events around TEDx Fargo with our speakers. These speakers, like, don't just come for their talk and leave. They interact with our community. So we partner with United Way. We partner with our school districts. We partner with local organizations to help these speakers meet them and apply their ideas.
Amazing. Greg Tavine of Emerging Prairie TEDx is in Fargo. Go check it out at TEDxFargo.com. You can get tickets right there. Thank you, sir. Appreciate all your good work.
All right. Thank you.
You bet. Good to talk to you. Greg Tavine with us on the program, What's on Your Mind. Tim in Western North Dakota wants to get in here. You're next at 258-0550. Go ahead, sir.
Good morning. Hey, first,
hi there.
Thank you for your program and the good things you do. In a time when we have to search out the truth, you know, high and low, it's nice to find someone who tells the truth and finds it and gives it to us. So thank you.
I appreciate the thank you. Thank you very much. That's nice of you.
Look, I certainly support Donald Trump and the tariff. You know, a gentleman called earlier and he said, well, sometimes some of the things he commented on, I had to cringe. And I was the same way. But if you look at the liberals and the Democrats and the awful, terrible, mean things they say about our president and anyone who supports them, you know, nowadays I more so cheer when he says these things than cringe. You know, like a North Korea thing when he's got a bigger button on his desk and he's ready to use it. You know, it's like, oh my, how can you do that? You know, but you know, this wishy-washy stuff that we're used to for forever now is just tiring and counterproductive. So I definitely support our president.
That's great, Tim. Appreciate that very much. Good to hear it. And we're keeping a little tally here, keeping track of all the comments. So appreciate it very, very much. Let's see. Can I get Bob and Dent here? Only if it's quick, I guess we'll try. Bob, Dent, go ahead. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, I just wanted to let some Vietnam vets know about the sailors, that is, about the Blue Water Navy Association. I just learned about it recently. But House of Representatives passed a bill 290-0 to give Vietnam vets who were in the Blue Water Navy benefits with the VA.
Yeah, Congressman Kevin Cramer was right in the middle of that from a call that came into his talk radio town hall. So Let Vietnam vets know. Blue Water Navy Association. It's for you. Thanks, Bob.
Wind energy is one of the fastest-growing energy sectors in North Dakota and has invested over $3 billion here. The growth of this low-cost resource in our energy mix helps keep electricity prices here among the lowest in the country. A 200-megawatt wind farm pays nearly $300,000 annually in property taxes. Those dollars flow to our communities for schools and emergency services. Wind energy. Low-cost, reliable, good for landowners and our communities. Supporting all of the above energy policy for North Dakota. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions, ndforallenergy.org.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Vince is here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. We're in the sauna section. Finleo, your sauna for life. What's that mean?
Well, that means that it's a Minnesota-based company, and it really, they'll be 100 years old in the next couple years here, and they're made in Cocada, Minnesota. The nice thing with the sauna, there isn't just one to pick from. You can design it. You can build your own. You can do a custom cut. There's all different sizes and shapes. It's way easier than you think to own this.
And you're going to feel better for life.
It does some amazing things. Every time you sit in a sauna, it releases your body's natural endorphins. That's why you're going to get that runner's high. It's addictive, but that also boosts your immune system. It increases your circulation. Here's a big one. You're sweating out toxins. And I've talked to farmers who have used, when they've used the sauna for the first time, what do you suppose it smells like in the sauna? Like Roundup or herbicides. That's the metals coming out of the body. Just think about that for a minute.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Tell them Scott sent you. Ace promo code gets you up to $2,000 off. Grand Forks, Fargo, Bismarck, Minot, now Devil's Lake 2.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
I kind of feel like we should almost have like fair music or something since we're at the state fair, you know, maybe a little or something like that. Up on the carousel or something like that. That's what Todd and Carrie are doing right now on the carousel. They're swinging around and having a grand time. I never much paid attention to this music when I was on the carousel because I was trying not to throw up. So that was my thing. Todd, the radio god, Mitchell's at the state fair. We're going to check in with him in a minute here. He is rounding up something rather interesting at the fair to tell us about. Most interesting thing he can see. And tomorrow we're in Grand Forks. Congressman Kevin Cramer will join us. for the Talk Radio Town Hall. And, of course, the visit of Mike Pence, the Vice President of the United States, happens tomorrow. He'll be at the Grand Forks Air Force Base. And what else is he doing? He's also, I think that's it. He's at the Grand Forks Air Force Base, and he will arrive around 4:30 in the afternoon, I believe. 3:30 or 4:30? I can't remember. I think I have the Montana one in front of me. Oh, here's the Grand Forks one. Okay, yeah. So Central Time, he's arriving at 2:30. Thank you very much. 2:30. And that'll be an event that'll take place. We'll cover it for you at the Grand Forks Air Force Base. But our coverage is brought to you by Labor Masters, making America great again, one employee at a time. Grand Forks Subaru, better people, better products, better prices, 2400 Gateway Drive, or at GrandForksSubaru.com. So what did you find, Todd? Anything kind of fun there?
You know, under the big white tent, the Minot vets, Kerry went over and was talking to him. Is like, and somebody else up here, saying, hey, it's great to have you guys at the North Dakota State Fair. Kerry, who's the guy we had all lined up, and then all of a sudden his phone blew up, and guess what? You know what? It's not just radio people that have that problem where the phone blows up.
Well,
right away.
Today, Scott, under the big white tent at the State Fair, they have your one-stop shop for veteran services. They've got people from the VA. They've got people from family support. They've got people that are working on putting together the military appreciation meal that's going to be going on here in a little bit.
Military Appreciation Day, so perfect. That's it's good that they go beyond that, because it's neat to offer deals for veterans and stuff. That's all neat, but at the same time, veterans have needs as well, and we're
absolutely
actually to those needs. That is fantastic. Scott, of course, is missing out on the deep-fried Kool-Aid. Have you ever had that?
Deep fried Kool-Aid. Now that's flat out.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I don't get that.
There's a whole food finds thing in your schedule as you walk into the North Dakota State Fair, and some of the stuff you may have seen before, you know, the chocolate frozen bananas and stuff like that. I have to admit, there's deep fried sweet corn bites, which okay, I could, you know, deep fried pickles. I've had a deep fried cheesecake. Have you ever had that, Scott?
Yeah, I have. Yeah, I think maybe a bite. That's about it. But they also
smoked good turkey legs.
Oh, now you're talking. Now you're talking. Yeah.
And teriyaki chicken on a stick and loaded tater tots and all kinds. Oh, by the way, I did get a few texts. The Chinese food place does do a vegetable thing where they wok the vegetables. So maybe they're not steamed. We were talking earlier about, you know, don't get the steamed vegetables. We may not have steamed vegetables, but we have the next best thing if that is your thing.
I actually tried the deep-fried Kool-Aid, and it's really interesting.
What does it taste like?
It's like it's batter-coated.
Right.
And the different flavors of Kool-Aid, you can get grape, you can get strawberry.
So that works. That's kind of like a cone or something, because you're deep-frying the outside then, right? You're putting the batter on it. That's what's deep-fried.
Don't try that at home, though, because trust me, if you try that at home, it ain't going to be the same.
No.
I got to go to the State Fair. You got to make it.
Yeah, let's go to Gladstone. Ralph is standing by to tell us one question I had that you answered, Todd, for me during the break from a listener. Good morning. I heard this is the last year for the Taylor Horse Fest. Is that true? And it is, right? You had heard that. Yeah, I think Todd had heard that, so we know that to be true. I lost him there, man, if you want to turn that down. But Ralph and Gladstone, you go ahead. You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, I just want to relay the saying that somebody told to me, and you stop and think about it. It's 100% true that there's no way you can be a Christian. There's no way you can be a Democrat and be a true Christian. No way.
You know, I don't think though we're equipped to say that, right? I mean, I think as soon as you start doing that, you go to a place that is just, loggerheads that you're never going to, believe. I think they'd say the same thing about us. You don't think we should have open borders. You're not Christian. It's kind of a game that you never win. Do you know what I mean?
Well, that is very true.
That's the only thing. I just don't want to go there. I don't. I want people to have a reasonable conversation about what they believe, what the direction is. And when I disagree, I'm going to say it. I'm going to say it as nice as I can, but in as clear terms as I can. So I think that's a better way to go. Ralph, great to hear from you. Call again. Texture says Heidi is the North Dakota Hillary. Very dangerous. Another I Stand with Trump. Is there so much kickbacks from other countries that most politicians won't support tariffs? Speaking of other countries, here's a call that came in during the break that wanted to weigh in on this as well. Why can't I push that button? There it is.
I'm with Flag. I'm with Trump 100%. And we can all help out by not buying from foreign countries. If we stop it, I guarantee you they'll come to the table a lot sooner. Thank you. Bye.
CRP is a voluntary program, says another. No one's forcing anyone to sign up. No one is preventing anyone from planning whatever they want on land, not in the CRP program. I agree. It's a waste of taxpayer dollars and a bad program, but it's voluntary. There's no threat to our property rights, says John, a South Dakota producer. So, Scott, Trump lost on the national anthem issue. Remember, if they want a fine or a suspended player, the NFL has to agree to it. All right. Out of time. Good stuff. Thank you. Keep them coming. God bless you.
I say, Watford City, it's not the same. It's better. Well, now it's time to see it for yourself with a great deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon from the What's on Your Mind program. I'd love to invite you to Watford City and see this for yourself. So much to see, so much to do, and great places to stay, like the Roosevelt Inn & Suites, the Watford, Little Missouri Inn & Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, and Mainstay Suites. I've stayed all over the country, and there is no finer accommodations, pound for pound, person for person, than Watford City, North Dakota. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST, and you'll get a 10% savings. Plus, they'll give you an exclusive coupon book, good for all kinds of goodies and great discounts, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center and that great water park. Watford City, North Dakota. It's not the same. It's better. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Promo code Best of the West for a great stay. And we'll see you in Watford City.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.